Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, John. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. You're welcome. Thanks, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you. It's a great... A lot of people have today off. Roadways, there's hardly any traffic out there. So a lot of people just getting a nice slow start sleeping in today.
Yeah, so. And that's typical for the 4th of July weekend, Kevin. And as we had talked about before, movie theaters and the theater companies had talked about starting to ramp up to about 100% between July 3rd today and July 17th. But some things happened along the way. Obviously, we've had this uptick that we're all hearing about. But what had happened was the movie producers, there's a couple main movies coming out next, like in the first wave of movies, Tenet and Mulan.
Yeah, I heard there was a little bit of an issue there between the movies, because we thought this, I mean, 4th of July weekend, usually a pretty decent weekend at the box office because, you know, you have your celebration on the 4th, and then the weekend, you know, it's usually hotter. A lot of people that aren't going to the beach head into the theaters, but they're still closed now, and it's pushed back 2 weeks. So what's up with these movies?
Yeah, so now they have to make their money. They've got to recoup these millions and millions of dollars in just a week or two period. So they're really, you know, hesitating because they don't want to release until they've got a good shot at recouping that money. So they pushed back into August those two first line films, so which made the theater owners take a little bit of a pause and say, you know what, let's take a couple more weeks, let's get up and running, like Cinemark, for instance, July 24th. AMC theaters, July 30th. So this way, by the time these first wave movies start coming out in August, they're going to be up and running. And they made a few changes. We saw some of the standards released and how clean these theaters are going to be, but they added mandatory face masks to all movie theaters. Mm-hmm. So they're doing everything they can to let people feel safe and get in the theater and watch these first-line movies.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many people actually take them up on the offer to go see the movies once the theaters are officially open, the big chains are officially open. I know AMC was having some issues, and they were wondering if they were going to be able to stay viable. Are they going to be able to make it another 2 weeks?
Yeah. Mike? Well, I know they're going to give it a shot, and as they start ramping up their theaters toward the end of this month, they're going to start showing some classic movies, everything from the Matrix series to the Back to the Future series, just in the hopes of getting some people into these theaters, letting the people see how safe and clean it is, being comfortable, and then going home and telling their family and their friends and like, hey, it was a pretty nice experience. You know, the place was clean. It was cool. I wasn't surrounded by people. There's social distancing, and it's a safe environment to watch a film. So that's what they're hoping. And in the meantime, we're kind of forced to watch 4th of July weekend movies at home.
Yeah, what are you watching this weekend? I know everybody always wants to say Born on the 4th of July. That's a pretty brutal one. But what are some of your favorite go-tos? besides 1776 from 1970.
Some of my favorites, it's funny. I have a 20-year-old son, Kevin. We were talking about this the other day. Like, hey, what movies, you know, make you think of the 4th of July? And I'm like, you know, like obviously Independence Day. And he said, what's Independence Day? I said,
he never saw it.
You gotta be kidding me. But Independence Day with Will Smith and Bill Pullman, Pittsburgher Jeff Goldblum. And that's where, you know, that kind of signifies the whole 4th of July feeling, you know, for us here in the United States, but it was a world event. And so the whole world got to feel that 4th of July feeling and what it really means to fight for your independence, come together as one. So not only is it an entertaining movie, and for the time in 1996, you know, it was pretty groundbreaking as far as special effects were concerned. So it's a really enjoyable film. But I also like Jaws, too, because Jaws
is, yeah, people don't think of that as a 4th of July Independence Day weekend film until they realize it. That's exactly what it is. It's a summer
when
movie.
It culminated in that. How appropriate for today, Kevin, that, you know, they're talking about, you know, do we open the beaches? Do we close the beaches? 4th of July weekend is typically these beach communities, you know, biggest week. That's the week they look forward to all year. And here we are. And Steven Spielberg, the director of that film, let us see that, hey, there's also another issue, and it's coming from the other side of that beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it still sticks with. That's 1975, and, you know, it still sticks with us today.
Isn't that amazing? 1975, that movie came out, and it is just as popular today as it probably was back then or a few years after it was released. I mean, everybody watches that movie every year.
Incredible.
It is groundbreaking. Really. I mentioned Born on the 4th of July. 3 years prior to that release, Tom Cruise had a different movie, different vein of patriotism, Top Gun. I believe that was 1986.
Absolutely, and that's something that really gets you going, thinking about patriotism. I can tell you, if there's a movie that's going to get people back to the theaters this year, and it's been pushed all the way back to Christmas of 2020, but when you see the trailer for the new Top Gun, and what Tom Cruise is actually doing inside a real aircraft, it's going to be incredible. And I can't wait to get in the theater and watch that movie. How about this one? How about Sandlot?
Excellent summer movie.
Yeah, excellent.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Sure. That was back in a time when kids, when they wanted to connect with their friends, they actually had to get off the couch and go outside and make some plans and do some things. But the big scene in that movie was they were going to have a night baseball game, Sandlot game, under the fireworks because it would light up the sky and they could have they can experience a night game. So really interesting film. Still holds up today. Kids love it. Everybody loves to watch that movie.
James Earl Jones in it.
James Earl Jones and the Babe and
It was just a fun movie. It's a great escape movie. National Treasure, another sort of in the line of Declaration of Independence type stuff with Nicolas Cage. It's an action movie, obviously, but not quite a patriotic movie, but a very interesting movie about, I guess, Independence Mall. So,
yeah, and I really enjoyed that film, as well as The Patriot. We talked about this for a couple weeks ago with Mel Gibson and Heath Ledger. The 2000 movie The Patriot really gives you that feel of what these people back in the late 1700s had to deal with the British, what they gave up. They gave up their families, they gave up their homes, their property, all in an effort for freedom. And that's really what this weekend's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And life was not easy, not as easy it is now. Yeah, I think a lot of people, when they think about the founding fathers and the quest for independence, they think, oh, it's just like today, you just sort of did some stuff. No, there were there was nothing. There were only, 2.5 million people in the whole East Coast, the whole 13 colonies. So pretty amazing. And you mentioned that Top Gun 2, I guess, is going to be out. When did you say that was going to be out?
It's the official date is December 23rd. But do yourself a favor and check out the trailers for that film. It's one of those movies. And what they do with those fighter pilots, the jets and the airplanes coming off of the boats in the water. I mean, it's incredible. And you know that the big screen with the sights and the sound, it's going to be an IMAX. That's the only way to watch that film, and it's going to be great.
Very good. A great way to spend your weekend if you are stuck indoors. John Mowad on Movies. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Have a great weekend.
You too. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.